哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣。
Hallelujah, thank the Lord.
首先问候在座的各位弟兄姐妹，祝你平安。
May peace be with you all.
感谢主，又平安的带领我们度过了一个星期。
And we thank God that we have safely passed through another week.
今天我们能够在安息日来聚集敬拜神。
Today we can gather here today to worship the Lord.
神为我们预备这美好的安息日。
God has prepared this wonderful Sabbath for us.
我们非常的感谢。
And we are very thankful.
安息日是神特别赐福的日子。
Sabbath is a day ordained by God.
我们可以放下手上的工作或者重担，能够来到这里，身体和灵魂都能得到休息。
That we can lay down our burdens and have this day of rest for both our bodies and our spirit.
可以领受神给我们各样属灵的福气。
So that we can receive the blessings he has prepared for us.
我们在世上持守神为我们预备的安息日。
And so when we observe the Sabbath prepared by God,
将来神必定为我们预备另一个安息日的安息。
In the future, God will reward us with eternal rest.
那是更美的安息啊。
And it will be even more complete of a rest.
是天国永远的安息。
And this is the eternal rest in heaven.
那因为我们明白说我们的盼望不是在这地上。
And because we understand that our hope is not in this world.
而是将来属天的盼望。
But it is a hope that is in heaven.
那今天我们与小丽与弟兄姐妹一起来查考的是撒母耳记下第十六章。
And so today we can study together the book of 2 Samuel chapter 16.
那这一章是谈到大卫在躲避他儿子亚撒龙追杀，然后路上所遇到的一些事情。
And so here describes the encounters that David goes through when he tries to escape from his son Absalom.
那这里谈到几个人物，我们等下可以一起来查考。
And so here we can study a few characters.
我们先看撒母耳记下十六章第一节到第四节。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 16 verses 1 to 4.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
奉主耶稣圣名读圣经。大卫刚过山顶，见米非波设仆人洗巴拉着备好两匹驴，驴上驮着200面饼，100葡萄饼。100个夏天的果饼，一皮带酒来迎接他。王问洗巴说：“你带这些来是什么意思呢？”洗巴说：“驴是给王的家眷骑的，面饼和夏天的果饼是给少年人吃的，酒是给旷野疲乏人喝的。”我们先读这。
Verse 1, when David was a little past the top of the mountain, there was Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, who met with him a couple of saddle donkeys, and on them 200 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, 100 summer fruits, and a skin of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "What do you mean to do with these?" So Ziba said, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine for those who are faint in the wilderness to drink."
这是大卫他逃亡的时候，他刚过了山顶。
And so here describes when David was escaping and had gone past the mountain.
他遇见了米非波设的仆人洗巴。
Here he encounters Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth.
这个仆人洗巴是谁
？And so who is the servant？
那这个仆人洗巴他为什么要拿这么多东西给大卫
？And why is it that Ziba has given so many？resources to David.
如果我们看之前我们已经查考过撒母耳记下，我们就知道，我们之前查考过撒母耳记下，我们第九章我们就知道。
And so we have seen this character in 2 Samuel chapter 9.
我们看撒母耳记下九章第二节。
Let us turn to chapter 9 verse 2.
九章第二节。
Chapter 9 verse 2.
扫罗家有一个仆人名叫洗巴，有人叫他来见大卫。王问他说：“你是洗巴吗？”回答说：“仆人是。”
And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "At your service."
所以这洗巴是扫罗家的仆人。
And so Ziba was a servant of the house of Saul.
扫罗和约拿丹他死后他继续照顾那个约拿丹儿子米非波设。
And so during the time of Saul and Jonathan, Ziba had continued to care for the son of Jonathan, who was Mephibosheth.
我们看一下撒母耳记下四章第四节。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4.
四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
扫罗的儿子约拿丹有个儿子名叫米非波设，是瘸腿的。扫罗和约拿丹死亡的消息从耶斯列传到的时候，他才五岁。他乳母抱着他逃跑，因跑得太急，孩子掉在地上，腿就瘸了。
Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened as she made haste to flee that he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth.
所以米非波设他是约拿丹的儿子。
And so Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan.
那约拿丹曾经跟大卫有非常亲密的关系。
And so Jonathan was once very close to David.
可以说跟兄弟一样。
They were like brothers.
所以大卫当完以后，当约拿丹死了，然后大卫就恩待他的儿子米非波设。
And so when Jonathan has passed and David became king, he was very, he took in Mephibosheth as his own.
他常常叫他来跟大卫他一起坐席吃饭。
And he often feasted with David.
那这是我们简单回顾一下以前学过的。
And so this is a small revision of what we had read previously.
所以大卫他在逃亡的时候，他刚过了山顶，他遇见这个仆人洗巴迎接他。
And so when David passed through the top of the mountain, he encountered the servant Ziba.
那本来这仆人要跟他的主人一起来迎接大卫。
Now, normally, the servant would receive David along with his master.
但是呢，他就是单单只有这个仆人来。
However, it is only the servant who received David the king.
那大卫他就问洗巴，我们看回十六章第三节。
And so, chapter 16, verse 3, David asks Ziba.
王问说，你主人儿子哪里呢？
Where
is...洗巴回答王说，他仍在耶路撒冷，因他说以色列人今日必将我父的国归还我。
Verse 3 says, the king asked, where is your master's son? And Ziba said to the king, indeed he is staying in Jerusalem, for he said, today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me.
所以意思就是说米非波设就是这个仆人说他主人要夺回这个以色列国。
And so the servant said his master is hiding in Israel.
要把这个以色列国夺回来。
And so he is saying that he wishes for the kingdom of Israel to return to him.
但是呢，大卫他没有去查证，他就相信。
But David did not go verify this claim, he just believed him.
这事实是不是这样？
And so was this the truth?
我们看后来亚沙龙他死了以后，大卫又回到耶路撒冷。
And so after the passing of Absalom, David returned to Jerusalem.
当米非波设他出去迎接大卫的时候
，And when Mephibosheth had gone to receive David,
我们看撒母耳记下十九章的第二十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
十九章
，Chapter 19,
第二十四节
，Verse 24。
扫罗的孙子米非波设也下去迎接王，他自从王去的日子直到王平平安安的回来，没有修脚，没有剃胡须，也没有洗衣服。
Now Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and he had not cared for his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, nor washed his clothes, from the day the king departed until the day he returned in peace.
如果他真的只是想夺回这个王位的话，
So if it is true that he wished to take the throne,
他不会没有修脚，没有剃胡须，也没有洗衣服。
He would not have not cared for himself.
如果他真的想当王的话，他一定把自己打扮得非常高贵。
If he truly wished to be king, he would have dressed accordingly.
人只有在忧伤或者在 愁烦过度的时候，他才会这样子。
It is only when he is in sorrow and mourning that he will behave this way.
所以这里可以看出他 米非波设他根本没有想说夺回王位。
And so here it describes that he had no intention of taking the throne.
而是一直为大卫王来担心。
Yet he had much concern for David.
我们再看19章第25节。
So let us continue reading chapter 19, verse 25.
他来到耶路撒冷迎接王的时候，王问他说：“米非波设，你为什么没有与我同去呢？”他回答说：“我主我王仆人是瘸腿的，那日我想要被其女善与王同去，无奈我的仆人欺负了我，又在我主我王面前，忏悔我。然而我主我王如同神的使者一般，你看怎样好就怎样行吧。”
25. So it was when he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king that the king said to him, Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, My lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said, I will saddle a donkey for myself, that I may ride on it and go to the king, because your servant is lame. And he has slandered your servant to my lord the king, but my lord the king is like that of an angel. Therefore, do what is good in your eyes.
所以这里的记载说，仆人洗巴他欺骗了，欺骗了，欺负了米非波设。
And so we see here that Ziba had deceived Mephibosheth.
他也欺骗了大卫。
And he had deceived David.
洗巴表面上看来好像很爱大卫，把这些食物给他。
And so on the surface, it seemed that Ziba really cared for David and had given him all of the sustenance.
其实他的内心是一直是想要得到他主人那个他的一切。
Yet he wished to receive all of the things from his master.
所以大卫他在没有查证的情况下，他对洗巴说：“凡属米非波设的，都归给他。”And
so, because David had not verified this claim, he said to Ziba, "All that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours."
那米非波设他是非常关心大卫，他不是要物质的这个东西哈。
And so Mephibosheth truly cared for David. He was not concerned about material goods.
他在19章第30节那样说。
And so in chapter 19, verse 30, he says,
所以米非波设对王说，我主我王既平平安的回宫，就任凭洗巴都取去了也可以。
And he said to the king, rather than let him take it all, inasmuch as my lord the king has come back in peace to his own house.
所以我们这里可以看出两个人的心。So
here we can see the hearts of two different people.
一个是做了很多，但是他的心没有，就是为的是别的东西。One
is someone who has done a lot, yet his heart is somewhere else.
另外一个他的心非常关心那个大卫，真正的关心。
Yet another person shows that he truly cared for David.
那今天，我们来到神的面前。
So today when we come before the Lord,
我们所求所做的目的到底是为了什么？
What is our intention of our actions?
我们是出于爱神，还是出于爱这个世俗的福气？
Do we truly love God, or do we truly love the blessings of material goods?
我们看哥林多前书第15章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书15章的第19节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19.
15章19节，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
所以这里是告诉我们说，我们如果 信主，只是在今生有指望的话，只是要为今生的福气的话，那我们是比众人更可怜。So
here tells us that if the only reason we believe in Christ is to receive material goods, then we are the most pitiful out of all men.
所以我们要来衡量我们对神的爱到底是真的是有多深。Therefore,
we must inquire whether our love for God is true and how deep it goes.
我们对神的信心，还有我们对我们来包括我们的服事或者做圣工。
And we must reflect on this, all-encompassing of our faith, of the works we do.
是为了让我们家庭顺利、事业顺利，还是身体健康，还是说真正是出于对神的爱？
Whether it is for our career to be prosperous, for there to be peace in our family, or truly for the love of Christ.
所以我们可以借着这个来检讨我们自己。
So we can use this passage to reflect on ourselves.
那第二部分的内容，我们看回16章第五节到第八节。
And so we continue reading 2 Samuel, Samuel chapter 16, verses 5 to 8.
撒母记下，我16章五节，大卫王来到巴户林，见一个人出来，是扫罗族基拉的儿子，名叫示每。他一面走，一面咒骂，又拿石头砍大卫王和王的臣仆，众民和勇士都在王的左右。
Now when King David came to Baharim, there was a man from the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera, coming from there. He came out cursing continuously as he came, and he threw stones at David and all the servants of King David, and the people of the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left.
这是大卫在逃亡的时候遇到的第二个人。
And so this was the second person David encountered when he was fleeing for his life.
这个巴户林这个地方是在耶路撒冷城外，橄榄山东边的一个小村庄。
And so Baharim was a village outside of Jerusalem in the outskirts of the mountains.
示每他是便雅悯支派的。
And so Shimei was from the house of Benjamin.
扫罗也是便雅悯支派。
And so Saul had also come from the house of Benjamin.
这里说是扫罗族的基拉的儿子。
Here it says he was from the house of Saul.
他看到大卫，他就一边走一边骂他。
And so when he saw David, he cursed at him.
他为什么要骂大卫？
Why was it he was cursing at David?
他说大卫，第八节哈，他说他你是流扫罗全家血的，接济他作王。耶和华把这罪归在你身上，将这国交给你儿子亚撒龙，现在你自取其祸，因为你是流人血的。
Verse 8 says, The Lord has brought upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, your son. And now you are caught in your own evil, because you are a bloodthirsty man.
他在控告大卫说，你流了扫罗家全家人的血。
And here he cursed him and says that the blood of the house of Saul is in his hands.
所以你接济他做王。
And so your kingdom has been taken over by your son.
然后耶和华把这罪归在你身上，然后把这个国给亚撒龙。
And so God has delivered the kingdom to Absalom.
其实神弃绝扫罗做王，是因为扫罗悖逆。
And so God had replaced King Saul because Saul was not faithful.
他没有行神所吩咐他的。
He did not do according to the will of God.
甚至他去找交鬼的。
And he had gone to see a medium.
所以神的灵他就离开了扫罗，然后后来扫罗在征战中他就死去了。
And so the spirit of the Lord had left Saul and he died in battle.
所以他扫罗也不是被大卫杀掉的。
And so Saul did not die at the hands of David.
那神拣选大卫做以色列王，也是神的安排。
And so David, who became king, did so according to the deliverance of God.
因为那时候大卫非常的敬畏神，神非常喜悦他。
Because at the time David truly revered the Lord, and he was favored in the sight of God.
还有大卫在逃亡的时候，他现在所遭遇的也不是像示每所说的。
And so when David was fleeing Absalom, it was not according to how Shimei had described.
他说因为大卫把扫罗杀了，所以神要惩罚大卫。
And so Shimei says because David had killed Saul, therefore he is undergoing punishment.
其实真正的原因是因为大卫犯罪得罪神，所以神惩罚大卫。
Yet the true reason is because David had sinned against God and now he is experiencing the consequences.
我们之前也提到在十二章的第十节。
If we turn to 2 Samuel, Samuel chapter 12, verse 10,
十二章第十节，你既藐视我，娶了赫人乌利亚的妻子为妻，所以刀剑必永不离开你的家。
Chapter 12, verse 10. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife.
也就是说大卫他非常清楚这四美所说的每一句话都不是对的。
And so David was very clear in his conscience that what Shimei said was false.
四美所说的都是冤枉他的话。
What Shimei said was to blaspheme against him.
但是我们如果看大卫的表现，
But if we look at the reaction of David,
那跟随大卫的人说，我要过去把这个人给杀掉。
And those who followed David said, let me go take care of him.
把他给杀死掉。
Which is to say he will kill him.
16章的第九节。
Let us turn to chapter 16, verse 9.
希鲁雅的儿子亚比塞对王说，这死狗岂可咒骂我主我王呢？求你容我过去割下他的头。
Then Abishai the son of Zeruiah said to the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Please let me go over and take off his head.
但是大卫却拒绝了。
But David had rejected this.
在十一节，大卫对亚比塞说，和众臣仆说，我亲生儿子尚且寻索我的性命，何况这便雅悯呢？他由他咒骂吧，因为这是神所吩咐他的。
And David said to Abishai and all his servants, see how my son who came from my own body seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite? Let him alone and let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
或者耶和华见我遭难，为我今日被这人咒骂，就施恩于我。
It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing this day.
这里可以看出大卫他真正的悔改。
Here we can see how David has truly repented.
他不再以自己的权利有这个完全来行事。
He did not carry out his action according to his stature as a king.
他开始来敬畏神。
He was revering the Lord.
他对神有一颗敬畏的心。
And so he had a heart of reverence towards God.
他也不再凭着自己的血气来行事。
So he no longer carried out action according to his own moods.
甚至在大卫最后回到耶路撒冷以后，
And even at the end, when David had returned to Jerusalem,
那这个辱骂大卫这个示梅，他又出来迎接大卫。
And we see Shimei again at that point in time.
这个时候，他的态度一下子完全转变，180度转变。
Yet his attitude has changed 180 degrees.
那我们可以看十九章十七节。
We can turn to chapter 19, verse 17.
19章第十七节，跟从示美的有一千便雅悯人，还有扫罗家仆人洗巴和他五十个儿子，二十个仆人，他们都淌过约旦河迎接王。
There were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him, and they went over to Jordan before the king.
再看十九节。
Verse 19.
对王说，我主我王出耶路撒冷的时候，仆人行悖逆的事，现在求我主不要因此加罪于仆人，不要纪念，也不要放在心上。仆人明知自己有罪，所以约瑟全家之中，今日我首先下来迎接我主我王。
Then he said to the king, Do not let my lord impute iniquity to me, or remember what wrong your servant did on the day that my lord the king left Jerusalem, that the king should take it to heart. For I, your servant, know that I have sinned. Therefore, there I am, the first to come today of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my lord the king.
所以示梅这个人，他 当大卫受难的时候，他就出去来攻击他，咒骂他。
So Shimei, when David was in trouble, had gone to blaspheme him.
但是等到大卫他得到这个又重新回到耶路撒冷的时候，他就害怕，他就出来要叫大卫来赦免他。
Yet when David had returned to Jerusalem, he feared for his life, and he had gone to ask for forgiveness.
那个亚比塞他还是说要把他给杀掉。
And so Abishai still said he wanted to kill him.
但是大卫他还是没有听这个亚比塞的话。
But David did not listen to him.
所以我们可以看到大卫他真正赦免了别人的过犯。
And so we can see that David had truly forgiven those who trespassed him.
今天我们要学习大卫一样有一颗饶恕人的心。
Today we must emulate David and have a heart of forgiveness.
因为我们知道说我们的罪主耶稣已经替我们偿还。
Because we know that God has also forgiven our sins.
我们的过犯主耶稣也替我们担当。
And we know that our burdens have already been taken by Jesus.
所以当主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，
So when Jesus was preaching on this earth,
主耶稣告诉彼得说，
Jesus told Peter,
要饶恕人70 times 7.
You must be forgiving 70 times 7.
圣经里面七是代表完全，完全的数字。
And so in the Bible, the number 7 represents perfection.
70 times 7, 也就是说你要完完全全的去饶恕别人。
So 70 times 7 means you must forgive fully.
我们可以看马太福音的第18章。
We can turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章第二十一节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 21.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到70 times 7.
Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 77.
接下来主耶稣又做了一个比喻。
And so Jesus continues with a parable.
第23节他说天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账。
Verse 23 says, therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
他这个仆人，他欠了这个主人一个这个王一千万的银子。
And so here, the servant owed the king 10,000 talents.
那主人就完全的赦免他，就是还清，叫他不用还。
And so the master forgave him and told him he did not need to return this amount.
所以这个仆人他出去的时候，他看到有一个人欠这个仆人的钱。
And so when he left the king, he saw another servant who owed him money.
才欠他10 lbs的银子。
And he owed him less money.
他就把他抓住，然后把他下到那个监狱里面。
Yet he took him and he threw him in prison.
他说要把这个欠钱还回来以后，然后才可以放他出来。
And he said, when you have paid me back, then I will let you out.
所以这个王他就知道这件事情，他就发怒了。
And so when the king found out about this, he was angry.
他就叫这个主人，他就叫把这个人仆人抓过来。说 你也是一样，要等你还清以后才放你出来。
And so the master took the servant and said, well, the same must be dealt for you. When you can return the money, then you will be released.
所以我们看马太福音十八章第35节。
And so let us read Matthew chapter 18, verse 35.
这里说，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样的待你们。
So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother, he trespasses.
有时候我们觉得饶恕别人很困难。
Sometimes we think forgiving others is very difficult.
就好像大卫这样，他明明知道说示梅得罪了他。
Similarly to David, he knew that Shimei had, wronged him.
为什么他还要受苦？因为示梅一边咒骂，一边还拿石头打他。
Why should he receive the curses and the stones that Shimei threw at him?
他是不可原谅的。
So he was unforgivable.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说，天国就好像一个这样，给我们这样的比喻。
Yet Jesus gave a parable who described heaven a similar place.
也就是说，我们要成为一个配进天国的人，我们就要学习这样的去饶恕别人。
That is to say, if we are to be worthy to enter heaven, we must also learn from a teaching like this.
如果我们降卑我们自己，我们就可以很容易的去饶恕别人。
If we humble ourselves, then we can easily forgive other people.
大卫为什么这么容易他就饶恕示梅？
So why is it that David was able to forgive Shimei?
因为他觉得自己的罪神赦免。
Because he felt that God had forgiven his own sins.
所以饶恕别人也是等于说一个你对神的一个敬畏，也是对神一种感恩的表现。
And to forgive others is a sense of reverence towards God.
所以如果别人得罪了你。
So if others have wronged you.
今天我们是否会因为神赦免你的过犯而饶恕那个人？
We must forgive others just as God has forgiven us.
我们看马太福音第六章十四节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 14.
马太福音六章第十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 14.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
所以主怎样饶恕我们，我们也要怎样去饶恕别人。
So how the Lord has forgiven us, we must also forgive others.
那最后我们看回撒母耳记下十六章十五节到十九节。
Now let us turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 16, verses 15 to 19.
这里是谈到亚沙龙他和以色列人他进入了耶路撒冷。
And so here it describes Absalom who has entered into Jerusalem.
他有一个谋士亚西多福也跟他一起来。
And so he had someone called Ahithophel who went with him.
那大卫有一个大卫的朋友户塞他假装来归顺亚沙龙。
And so there was a friend of David called Hushai who went to Absalom.
到最后他破坏了这个亚沙龙他要杀大卫的计谋。
And so he went undercover in order to ruin the plan that Absalom had to kill King David.
这个记载在那个十七、十八章，我们回家可以看。
And so this is recorded in chapter 17 and 18, and we can read this when we go home.
那接着这个二十节到二十三节。
And so verses 20 to 23.
这里是谈到说这个亚西多福他给亚沙龙献上一个计谋。
Here is describes the advice that Ahithophel has given to Absalom.
我们看第二十一节哈。
Let us read verse 21.
二十一节，亚西多福对亚沙龙说：“你父所留下看守宫殿的妃嫔，你可以与他们亲近。以色列众人听见你父亲憎恶你，凡归顺你人的手就更坚强。”
And Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go to your father's concubines, whom he has left to keep the house, and all of Israel will hear that you are abhorred by your father. Then all the hands of all who are with you will be strong."
第二十二节。
22.
于是人为亚沙龙在宫殿的平顶上支搭帐篷，亚沙龙在以色列众人眼前与他父亲的妃嫔亲近。
So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the top of the house, And Absalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel.
所以这也应验了神借着拿单对大卫所说的。
And so here comes true the prophecy which Nathan had told David.
在十二章的第十一节,
in chapter 12, verse 11.
十二章第十一节,
chapter 12, verse 11.
这里说耶和华如此说我必从你家兴起祸患攻击你我必在你眼前把你的飞兵赐给别人他在日光之下就与他同情。Thus
says the Lord, behold, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun.
所以大卫从逃亡, 被追杀的时候,
and so David had fled someone who wished to take the throne.
接着他被欺骗了,
and he had continuously been deceived.
然后他被辱骂,
he was also cursed.
最后他被侮辱,
and then he was taken advantage of.
这一连串都是因为他得罪了神,
this entire sequence was because he had sinned against God.
他犯罪,他娶了那个赫勒,乌利亚的妻子。
He had married the wife of Uriah the Hittite.
所以我们弟兄姐妹,我们要保守我们自己,常常在神里面。
And so, brothers and sisters, we must keep ourselves within Christ.
因为罪会使我们死亡,会使我们受苦。
Because sin will follow us to the death.
我们看撒母耳,不是,以赛亚书59章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2.
Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Today we have been chosen by God. And originally we were...
丢弃。
Originally, we were forsaken.
但是主耶稣他用他的宝血来洁净我们，将我们买回。
Yet Jesus had used his precious blood to buy us back.
罗马书告诉我们，我们受洗归入基督，是受洗归入他的死。
And so the Bible tells us that we belong to him through death.
我们的救能是与主一同埋葬。
And so our salvation is due...
我们救能...
Let us turn to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of Father, even so we should also walk in the newness of life.
我们再看第六节,
let us look at verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架使罪生灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
所以我们要竭力追求着生命之道。
And so we must follow the path to life.
靠着圣灵的帮助，可以竭力追求圣洁，成为神光明的子女。
So that through the help of the Spirit, we may become cleansed and be worthy of God's calling.
不要像大卫这样因为一时的迷惑被陷在罪恶当中。
So we will not be like David, who had been entrenched in sin.
最后我们看一段圣经。
Lastly, let us look at a passage.
我们可以看希伯来书第十章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
十章的第十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中的天良亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洁净，就当存诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。二十三节，也要持守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and from our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised us is faithful. And so our status is holy according to God.
我们要坚持持守我们所指望。
And so we must remain steadfast.
不要动摇。
And not waver.
那感谢主，小弟就跟查经就到这边。
And thank God, this ends our Bible study today.
那我们一起唱首诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
380首。
380